And Jimmy, another law enforcement related news. There was a shooting outside the O'Connor Federal Courthouse in downtown Phoenix yesterday afternoon. One person was injured. Do you have any more details about the incident right now?
Phoenix police say just before noon, a court security officer was shot and transported to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. There are lots of security officers at the federal courthouse, Steve. They walk the perimeter of the building. They're inside the courthouse screening visitors as they enter. They are in the courtrooms making sure you don't record things you're not supposed to and making sure you're following the rules. So the security officers are familiar to anyone who has had business in federal courts. I was downtown just after the shooting, and I found that law enforcement had formed a barrier for several blocks around the federal courthouse, taking this very seriously. Streets in every direction were closed for several hours. So it was a really large police presence, and it had an impact on downtown yesterday afternoon.
And Jimmy, any extra information about the victim or the suspect?
No, we haven't had any updates on the victim. It's not clear the nature of the shooting, other than it was described as resulting in non-life-threatening injuries. Directly after the incident, police released a photo of what looks like a silver or gold sedan that they were looking for. Then just a few hours later, the FBI announced an individual was in custody in connection with the shooting. So the FBI says it's now in charge and it's investigating the incident as an assault. Law enforcement officials did not release any additional details, but they said there's no information, Steve, to suggest that there's a continued threat to public safety.
And Jimmy, finally, soon after the shooting, Phoenix City Councilman Sal DiCicco tweeted about the incident saying, quote, "Make no mistake, this is a direct result of the extremist anti-police attacks we've seen from BLM and Antifa across the country," end quote. And then Congressman Paul Gosar chimed in saying, "In Joe Biden's lawless America, this will be the norm." So hyperbole, but Jimmy, is there any indication their assumptions of the motive for the incident are accurate?
No, the Phoenix police are not commenting. They are directing press questions to the FBI, who is overseeing the investigation, and they have not given a motive yet or said anything about the intentions of the person they have in custody. I reached out to Phoenix Black Lives Matter organizers to get a reaction to DiCicco's comments, and I haven't heard back from them yet. There was a lot of speculation about, Steve, you remember the recent attack on a federal judge's family in New Jersey. But, you know, in that case, the attack was apparently related to the judge's handling of the case. So we have to keep in mind that there are just tons of people who have business before this very powerful court every day, if that is even to say if it's even related to the court at all. So there could be any number of reasons or motives why someone might take this sort of action. But we will keep you updated as soon as we learn more information that has been confirmed by the law enforcement agencies handling this investigation.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. That is KJZZ's Jimmy Jenkins. Jimmy, thanks as always.
You're welcome, Steve.